Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Hey, the code is Shaq. Just want to get that out there right away. You get 20% off at manscaped.com. Want to make sure you know that code, Shaq. 20% off before we start bragging about our friends at Manscaped. And I can tell you, Rob, you gave me the box last week of the gear. Let's just say I'm looking as smooth and trim as I have in a long time.
I have a question, America. Why am I the one that has to remind you to take care of your junk in 2020?
Yeah.
Look, you better be manscaping and looking good down there. B-Dog will check anytime you want. So you need the right tools.
Pause.
Yes, the precision engineer tools for your family jewels.
Hey, we've all tried it. We all love Manscaped's electric trimmer, the Lawnmower 2.0.
It's great.
Smooth, absolutely smooth. You cannot get cut.
No, it really works well. It's really good.
It's got the proprietary skin-safe technology. It's not going to nick or snag your little diesels. And you can even freshen things up down there when you're done with the Crop Preserver. It's an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. This stuff is legit. It's great. And let's just say it might make you more desirable and you won't have to look for dates on the internet, B-Duck.
And trust us, you have to give Manscaped a try. Your balls will thank you.
Yeah.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Shaq at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
It's the Shaq Podcast. It's a Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, man, a lot to get to. Jimmy Fallon, stuff going on in New York, the national championship game, the Cowboys' new head coach, Durant and Perkins beef, Harry and Meghan quit the royal family, just so much to talk about this week. Of course, we're going to get borderline, and we'll play a round of Rob's version of Truth or She. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
But I would be a plumber, because you know what? I lay the best pipe in the city, bitch.
There it is.
It is.
All right, everybody.
We rock the show.
Up in the morning, life is real.
Good show, everybody.
All these girls know Shaquille, and they got to have them.
I love that. Say his name. Shaquille O'Neal. Say his name. John Kincaid, Shaquille O'Neal, Rob Jenners, B-Dog Brandon Harper. His name is Shaq. The Big Podcast with Shaq.
How are you, big man?
I'm chilling, relaxing.
Yeah.
Are you chilling like a villain?
At the all-new, brand-new Shaq McDonough Studios that you guys will soon be seeing.
Wow, oh, there you go.
Excited.
State-of-the-art.
I'm excited.
State-of-the-art.
Yep.
Like finger painting or what kind of art? Because art's very can be very different.
Actually, you know what? I just got through re-busting out my house and fixing it back up. I furnish it all, but I'm missing something. I don't know what I'm missing. I'm gonna have to have one of you guys' wives come over and look at it.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's only. Well, okay.
Well, you only have two options.
Well, I mean,
some of you guys.
Christina
wives,
loves that stuff.
There you go.
So, what you got going on, Shaq? We saw you on the Tonight Show.
It's been
the
a big
night.
Week.
Yeah, I got some good news for you guys.
Oh, what's up?
You'll see. Yeah, you'll see.
Oh, okay. We like that.
Yeah, you'll
Those
see.
Those are always good things. That
you'll
was
see.
Good.
Yeah.
How was the Tonight Show?
Tonight Show was awesome.
You were funny,
dude. It's great,
Fallon.
Because you know why.
What's up?
When I get there, the showrunner says, "Man, it's the first show of the decade, and Jimmy could have asked anybody. We asked Jimmy who he wanted to interview, and Jimmy said you.
There you
and
go.
All the people in the world, the first show of the decade. So I had to turn it up a level to make sure that the first show was really good. I didn't see it.
It was great. It came off hilarious. And
dude, the instruments
loved
challenge was hilarious.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was good.
That was really fun.
You not knowing what certain instrument was absolutely fun.
I'm from the hood.
No. I'm not knocking you for it because I don't know what oboe is.
Jack, I got to tell you, I didn't know when you would read the instrument, where you or Jimmy would read the instrument. I couldn't have told you which one was which.
No.
Yeah.
I thought an oboe was something that was really big.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
I didn't realize it was that.
I had no clue at all.
I mean, seriously.
I did, of course.
But he asked about you, John. He said, "Where's the white guy that tried to trip me up?"
There you go.
I said, "Oh, yeah, John Kincaid."
Well, wait a minute. That's the challenge I want. I want to challenge him with that. It'd be great.
I tell you what, I mean,
lose.
I don't.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
Against lose. Fallon?
No, I won't.
You will lose.
Oh. Not TV theme
we'll
songs.
Get Jimmy back on.
Yeah, we will.
We'll
but
get
I won't
Jimmy
lose
back on
that.
This show.
I won't lose on that. Not unless you sabotage me. I will not lose on it.
Unless I sabotage
you. Hey, I always think somebody sabotaged
me. That's because you guys make sport of it. Look at B-Dog. He can't even look away. When I accuse him of it, he's got to look away.
John, I'm looking you dead in your eyes. We do not sabotage you.
Yes, you do.
We do not. I do. That's
between you and Rob.
So he's keeping it genuine there. He's keeping it real. So that's good.
I don't mean to disparage this show, but you should do something with Jimmy Fallon.
It is funny.
I don't know what. If it's a TV show or a movie or... I don't know. You and Jimmy have, like, the best chemistry.
They really do.
He's my guy.
I mean, it's just... But it's like every time you go, man, you guys just crack
it
up
fun.
And you're natural.
It's very fun. Yeah, it was really
you just
really
have
good.
A blast. This was the one that went viral from The Tonight Show.
This is someone made this up. This is LeBron and AD versus you and Kobe, if that ever happened.
Gotta play it.
And everyone's wondering who, in your prime, do you think you could beat LeBron and AD, you and Kobe?
Do I think or do I know?
Best answer. What?
I like having these conversations because, of course, they can never be answered. But yes, the answer is yes. Hell yes.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, so that was the one that went viral.
I love it.
Yeah, was
that was a perfect answer.
You know what else went viral?
What's that?
B-Line, the coach from the Cleveland Cavaliers, told his players they were playing like thugs, and everybody went up in arms. Are you f***ing kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think he meant that.
So, hold on. First of all, what if he says he's playing like thugs? There's nothing
what
racial.
What difference does it make? There's nothing bad about that.
Nothing
it's not
at
a
all.
Racial term.
It's not. It's not a racial term.
I heard all day
yesterday and even on TNT, I was like, man, I don't even believe we're talking about this.
I heard the controversy and I'm saying you can be any race, any color, any religion, and you can be a thug. A thug is not stuck to one race. It's ridiculous.
They're just trying to get that man fired because
oh
they don't want to work hard.
Oh, that's
they're already complaining. Oh, we practice too hard, too much film session, and they stink. They need more of that. I was like, let me tell you something. These people, whoever they are, they're starting to piss me off. They really are.
The politically correct
try to sabotage people. You know what? They're like the Illuminati. I don't know who they are. They're just out there, and they just create problems that don't need to be created. Like, for example, when I say me and Kobe are killed, LeBron and AD, you already know that's true.
Right.
Stop it. It ain't stop it. So
and
now
you didn't even
these,
hesitate to answer that question.
Because I'm not. Because you know why?
Right.
Key factor is who going to guard me? I'm going to f***ing murder that little boy. Stop it.
You are such a thug.
Yeah, stop
you
it.
You are really.
Yeah.
You are such a thug.
When you say it like that,
he's a great player. He can shoot and all that. But guess what? Guess what's going to happen when you miss? You ain't going to get the ball back because I'm just going to pound your ass all the way down and dunk it every time.
Yeah.
And ain't going to be no double team. It ain't going to be no help. Stop it.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, when
you
think of that matchup, that's what I think everybody who looks at the matchup turned to. That thing saying, who the hell's going to guard Shaq?
Exactly.
It wasn't that score with. It's not. It's always,
honestly,
who's going to guard
the
Shaq?
The only debate, honest, like worthy debate I heard of it was the LeBron versus Kobe matchup. Size and power.
Yeah, but I think with Kobe's sheer will, come hell and high water, he's not losing that game.
No.
I don't think so either.
So, listen, they're going to cancel each other out, right?
Yeah.
Which will make it close.
And then it's not even close at that point.
Thank you.
Then it's a blowout.
You in the brow? Come on.
Anthony, seriously.
And then Anthony, physically,
he's a fine young player.
Well, AD doesn't even want to play center nowadays.
He's a different player.
He's not Shaq.
Yeah.
Whoa, Shaq. Wait. You're throwing around the great word too early. He is a very, very good young player. That's way too early. You usually get on me. You usually get on me about that for saying
great
too early.
Great.
John, is he a top five player in the league right now?
He's a great player. Yes, he is.
How about this? Through 25 games, he's been a top five player.
No,
he's a great player.
I've never seen him put a game of 50 stretch together where he is because he's usually sitting out. I want to see more. I got to see a hell of a lot more before I call him great. He has had great stretches. He has some great stretches.
But
I need to see a season.
I see he's great because there's nobody better, John. Everybody can't be good. Somebody has to be great in this terrible league we're watching.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Wow, you see, I look
nobody
at it,
wants
I,
to be
top
great.
Five player.
Shaq, I look at it differently, though. I don't look at it as just because if the talent level dips and you're the best player of that era, I don't think that makes you great. I think it
you
just might
what,
make
John?
You a
well,
really
you
good player in a bad era.
John, you know what? I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
Because that's exactly how I feel.
Really?
Yes.
That's how exactly I feel, too. I mean,
people always get mad at me because I judge guys as if you could play in my era or before my era. Not this terrible thing you watch now. And they always get him. Oh, you hating.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I said,
yeah.
No. He can play, but could he play with Mike? That's all I want to ask, because Mike is the great. Could he play with Mike? Could he play with Iverson? So, John, I'm glad you said that, because you know
it's really how I feel.
Because you know you're the only person that has ever said that to me, and that's why we're brothers.
There you go.
We're brothers, and we're brothers, and we're brothers.
Give me a high five.
I really do look at it that way, though. Is that sometimes, because Shaq, there are eras of the NBA where you would have been more dominant. And there could be eras of the NBA where you might have been a little less dominant.
Stop it, John.
Even with your same skill set.
So stop it, John.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know you did. Stop it, John.
I did it on purpose. Grin on his face while he's saying it.
What era would Prime Shaq be less dominant?
Prime Shaq, can you imagine Prime Shaq in the Whitey McWhiteville of like 60s?
Are you talking
NBA?
About the one that Wilt Chamberlain played
yes.
in? Oh,
seriously.
My goodness.
Shaq would have been the biggest story. I mean, honestly. And he would have beat Wilt's 1,000 number, too.
Easily.
By the way.
social media?
Back then. Oh. Seriously.
Look,
oh, man.
They had never seen anything like Shaq when he came out in the 90s. Back then, they would have thought you would have been built in a lab somewhere.
Shaq's social media, he would have written his phone number across his ass.
I sure would have.
And just been up and down the court, ladies. Give me a call.
What happened with the woman that, speaking of Fallon, you were in New York City on Monday. I see all these headlines. Shaq rushes to help a woman in need.
Me, Rock, and the people from Krispy Kreme were on riding to a show, and the lady falls out in the middle of the street. John, you know New York. It's mind your business.
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know,
and
it's
nobody
a mind
stops.
Your business.
Yeah, no, everybody wants
stops.
To look
so,
down, right?
Yeah, everybody wants to look down. So I watched this lady for a second, and then I seen five cars go by, and then I said to myself, if I go by. Because she was right in front of us. Somebody might not see her. They may run her over. So I got out. Rock called 911. And I just stood in the middle of the street, and cars were pissed off and blowing. And if you watch the TMZ, some lady curses a guy out that's, you know, honking a horn. You know, she goes off. So I just stood there. See, I know in these situations, I'm not a medical professional. I wanted to just do it homeboy style, pick her up and move on the side of the road, but what if something was seriously injured? So,
yeah, if she was hurt.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we called the ambulance. I had to make sure that she was not having a seizure. It didn't appear that she was having a seizure. But, again, I'm not a medical professional, but I do know a few things. So Rock called the ambulance, and we just waited till they came. And I told the lady I hope she's okay. But, hey, New York, and I'm not knocking these people because I'm like this sometimes too. Hey, they got stuff to do. Like, the lady was in the street. They was like,
on it, go.
Five cars went by. 20 people walked by. And I'm damn. Ain't nobody going to help this lady out?
Oh, no, they'll cuss at the lady on the ground. And Get your ass up.
I got to tell you, I love Manhattan. I love going to Manhattan. Like, that's, like, one of my most favorite places to be on the face of the earth. We were there. We took the train up from Philly on the 28th to go up and see Beetlejuice, the musical. Manhattan was so freaking crowded. The Saturday after Christmas, I was ready to pass out from the crowds. I mean, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
and I tried to put my hood on, disguise myself. That didn't work.
You thought you were going to wait a minute. Time out. Come on now.
Listen,
it works here at the Braves Stadium with all the white kids. But
listen,
you know.
Don't get me wrong. I like getting credit and people loving me, but I don't like getting credit for stuff you're supposed to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I didn't want it to be no big Shaq. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I heard you put the hood on and you tried to sneak away.
I did.
Seven kids got pictures with Chewbacca, though.
I know.
They thought it was. They took pictures. They got fooled. They got fooled that day in Times Square.
They may have.
That was awesome.
What's up, Brian Deegan here. I'm excited to bring you our podcast, The Deegans, that will be every Wednesday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. We'll be covering many subjects such as racing, family, how we stay together, how we thrive as a family. So I think it's exciting. We're going to cover all those subjects and many more.
Be sure you guys check out our new podcast, The Deegans, airing every Wednesday on Podcast One and on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
You know what we're going to start doing?
What's that?
Movie reviews.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sure. What do you want to start with?
Bad Boys.
Did you see it already?
I was going to say,
no,
how did
it? Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I want to see it. I'd like to see it.
I'm going
to
see it.
Just because I've seen the other ones and I've been either really liked it or lukewarm. on others.
I thought the first one was great.
Yes.
I thought the first Bad Boys was great. Bad Boys 2 is okay.
No, I thought it was lukewarm. Like,
John, you're a expert on a lot of things.
On what? I haven't met you.
So, no.
Yes, I don't even know what
yeah,
I'm
okay,
expert
okay, keep
in.
Going.
Go
yeah.
on.
And,
thanks
and
for the kindness.
And B-Dog, and yes. Rob, you can throw in your cents.
Okay.
So I'm watching
Loose
this
change.
I'm watching this program called Drugs Inc.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you
no.
guys seen it?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they go around cities and just meet just drug people, gangs, whatever. My question is, when the camera guys are recording these people mix up the drugs and smoke up the drugs and shoot needles, is that real or is that movie props?
I guess who's got a motherfucking camera shining on.
I would think it's real, and I would think you're committing a crime.
That's my thing. So then after these programs, can the cops go back to your production company and say, hey, where was John and Rob smoking crack at?
I think they should be able to.
I don't know if they do, but that's a good question because I don't know how they handle it. I have no idea.
Because I'm sitting there watching this lady shoot up hair, and I'm like, I've been around a lot of movie prop, but this looks real.
The heroin.
Well, I would imagine that some of that is. I mean, but I don't know what the statutes are on it. Like, I don't know.
I would think if you videotape a crime occurring, that the person who videotapes the crime is guilty too. Like, is guilty of something.
And these guys got on blue man masks, so you can't really
They're wearing
see
the blue man masks?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, just like when you have these shows where they talk about, you know, the gang activity.
Right.
They
right.
do them out in L.A.
Right,
and they right. have interview gang members and
yeah.
talk about what they've done.
Yeah, and they talk about people they shot and stuff that happened. And it's like, can't you go back at that point, you know?
I always wondered that.
They got to do the...
Because when I become sheriff... Keep talking.
You're going to round up. You're going to round
your mouth.
All day, every day.
You're going to round up the teardrops. You're going to round them up.
Oh, don't do that.
I saw that on the Netflix documentary.
Is that where you learned it from?
Well, like I knew before, but I'm like, seriously, I'm like, how stupid can you be?
Learned it from the Netflix.
From you're
the
walking
Netflix.
Around. You're
going
walking
to
around.
The Walmart.
By the way, have you seen You, Shaq?
Yes, I've seen the second season already.
Oh, you've already
awesome.
Seen second season.
Yes, it's already
okay.
Good.
You're way
I
ahead
love
of
that.
Me. How about
I love that.
How about Mindhunter?
You know, I've been trying to get on Mindhunter, but I'm not there yet.
You haven't gotten on it yet.
I'm going back and watching for the third time. Don't F with Cats.
All right,
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either.
Christina won't watch it.
Yeah, neither will Shannon.
She won't watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
She
yeah,
thinks
Shannon
it's
doesn't
too.
Want to watch it.
Doesn't want to watch animal cruelty.
No.
And I said, well, you shouldn't have watched the Dallas Cowboys get their ass kicked all year.
speaking of the Cowboys, let's get to it.
You got a new coach.
Go ahead.
Who is he?
Chubby McChubb.
He's the former Aaron Rodgers former
Mike,
head coach.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike
from
McCarthy.
The, yeah, Mike McCarthy.
I don't know who he is.
He was the coach
won a
of
Super Bowl
the Green
with
Bay
the,
Packers.
2010.
10 years ago. A lot can change in 10 years.
And he's been packing away the Krispy Kremes, it looks like.
Yeah, that boy big.
So, I mean, you have a good endorsement for Dallas.
So, I want to ask you experts a question. Can Phil Jackson come back and coach now?
Yes.
No, he cannot. And let me tell you why.
Wait a minute. I see some of the jabronis that are hauling down a paycheck in the NBA. Yes, he could.
He cannot. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Phil has a mentality that the youngsters cannot relate to.
Mm. Oh.
So my question is, these new Cowboys, I don't know who they are, can they relate to a guy that won a Super Bowl 10 years ago? Which means he's coming in with 10-year-old plans.
No, he's not.
I'm not saying he's bright. But what he did, his brightness got into a Super Bowl championship. He's not changing that. For example, Phil Jackson won 11 with the triangle. We got him to change the triangle so many times, he said, no, I'm not changing it. Finally, we gave in to them, and that's when we got to the next level. So my question is, these new millennium players, will they be able to adapt to a system that's over 10 years old?
But would you say that a guy like that coming in, you got Zeke Elliott, you got Dak Prescott, you have Amari Cooper, and you have a philosophy, if you have that level of talent there, wouldn't it be smart as you as a coach to adjust your game plan around the talent that you have?
Nope.
Isn't that what great coaches do?
Well, wait a minute, too. He's only at Membershack. He's only been out of the league 1 year.
He's only been out one year.
He ran a top four offense 7 of his last 11 years as a head coach. He had a top four point scoring offense.
Yeah,
he's a really good coach.
It's not the splash hire, but it's a good hire.
Now, if it's the 40-yard dash, you're not picking him. I mean, but in other words, he's okay.
It's my opinion that some coaches are talent-driven when they win, mm-hmm. and some are systematically driven, like the Spurs.
Well, he's not systematically driven because he's able to adjust pretty well. The Dallas Cowboys are a lot more dangerous with Mike McCarthy than they were with Jason Garrett.
Well, Aaron Rodgers didn't come with him, so we'll see what happens with Dak Prescott.
No, but don't you think, don't you think it's more dangerous having Mike McCarthy as your head coach?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with,
so I'll give him credit with that.
Did you see Antonio Brown wants to fight that, what's his kid?
Yeah, man.
Who does he want to fight?
Yeah, the good-looking white kid. The one who just had a fight and lost. He's like a YouTube star. I don't even know his name.
Logan Paul.
You think that'll happen?
Who knows? I have such a hard time gauging anything with Antonio Brown anymore. I really don't. Like, I mean, he's worked out with multiple teams. He's got a rap song out now.
But like,
which is just him saying, I got a lot of money over and over.
He worked out for the Saints and then trashed the Saints.
Yeah. Speaking of rap song, 16-23. That's all I'm going to say.
16-23.
Okay.
Other than your two dates last night.
I punched that into Google. Google goes to 39.
What was 16-23?
16-23. You want to battle rap against me and your team is 16-23?
Oh, yes. Well, I've been telling you this.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a minute. I told you this. When I said this in the summer, you guys were scoffing at me when I said this in the summer. This guy needs to worry more about being on a team that has any chance to win instead of just worrying about, look, man, I want to be a celebrity. Guess what, dude? Be a celebrity for being a basketball player first.
Thank you. If you can't do both like I did.
And you're not elevating
sit
others.
Sit your ass down.
Stop talking
about
rap.
If you can't do
rap,
both like the Diesel, don't even step in my category. Thank you. I did both, America.
And that's what I said. You were getting on me this summer.
And I still am.
Because he's nothing. He's a non-factor.
But the way that I look at it is I separated the two.
I can't. He's a non-factor. He's like, you want to be a celebrity, dude. Go be a basketball player. Go be a basketball player and help, by the way, win something.
He's got the biggest amount of guaranteed money coming to him in the NBA over the next couple of years.
That?
You better perform.
You better perform,
Thank you.
He's not elevating. When you're making that kind of money, Shaq's responsible, Kobe's responsible, LeBron's responsible to elevate others.
Right.
And you have to elevate others.
Regardless, I love the battle, though.
There is no guard.
I love the battle that y'all had, though. I loved it.
That is irregardless, right, Chad?
Irregardless.
Nah.
Either way. Where are you going to be tonight? This show airs Monday night. It's the national championship game, LSU. Are you at the game tonight?
I have a financial problem.
You do?
You have a financial problem.
Not really. I don't like wasting. You see what I'm saying? I have to go to Dallas on Tuesday. That's one check, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I stop in New Orleans with the plane, that's one check. Dallas, two check. Then back here, three checks. I don't want to have to write three checks. You know what I'm saying? And then
you're the one who screamed and yelled about wanting Nick Saban back because you wanted to win a national championship.
National championships, write the damn checks. You can't pass on this because guess what? Joe Burrow is not going to be there next year.
Man.
You're not going to be back next year. This is like a window of opportunity.
You got to be in the building for this. And it's in Louisiana?
But you have to be there.
You know what? Watching my two favorite quarterbacks go at it. I want to be in my house with my hookah pipes, with my friends, making noise, acting crazy, for free. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
You are a simple guy, and a lot of people won't believe that.
Yeah, I want to be here with free. So now I got to
with spend, your Walmart snacks and
exactly.
your, I mean,
so,
you want to yeah. be there, right?
So now I got to spend 40 on the jet, 10 on the tickets. Three for the room. That's $50,000 just to watch a game that I can watch here for free.
10 on the tickets, my ass. You would walk in that building.
Yeah.
And you would walk
I don't
in.
Do that.
You
I don't do that.
You would walk
you
in.
You don't, but you
I
could.
Don't
the
use
crowd
my powers.
Would, the crowd would just
I do
disperse.
Not use my powers. You know I don't use my powers like that.
You don't
Unless
people.
It's Arthur Blank.
You don't push people around. Yeah, you're too
Stop
busy.
It.
Did you pick up Arthur Blank's dry cleaning for him, by the way?
I sure did.
Good. I just want to make sure for last week.
Hey, man.
Stay off Arthur and stay off Blank.
They can stay off of that, too.
Come on, big fella. You got to be there for that.
No, oh, my. You have to be there.
But I get,
oh, my gosh.
But I'll tell you what, I get the mentality of staying home. Because you're going to spend that money, and then you're going to fight to see it. It's not, I'd rather
What's
watch
that?
The TV.
I'd rather spend $5,000, go across the street to Sports and Social and say, it's only going to be 10 people in here. John, his family,
right.
Rob, his family,
Beto,
his family,
yeah.
and me. And we get all the food, we get the big screen TVs, and people going crazy.
It's only going to be 10 people.
That would be awesome. That'd be
He's
going to
close
awesome.
It down, is what yeah. he's saying. Okay. Shut it
Did
down.
Did you see, so you were out at CES, right? Out in Vegas?
I bought a piece of luggage that you sit on and ride like a go-kart.
Okay, that's the coolest thing ever.
Yes, I want one
how
so
could
bad.
How could they do that, though, with you? Because, I mean, you're a big man.
You got to make it sturdy enough. You
listen, I jumped on it, and my fat ass rolled around the hall. People taking pictures.
See,
I was like, I want two.
Done.
1500.
Okay, so people do that.
Well, no, I did.
How much do they cost?
1500.
That's not terrible.
Okay, that's not terrible.
But hold on. Carry on. It was a carry on
and
bag.
And it's a carry on bag.
Yes. And it was
and you
awesome.
Can ride it.
Yes. Go ahead, Big Money John.
Yes. Guess what? I would maybe, but you know, I the
pony
thing
up
is,
for the show.
You know what's weird though is I like walking. That's one of the weird things is I really enjoy walking. I walk every day just to walk. I love walking.
Yeah, I like walking too, but this sounds kind of interesting.
It does sound interesting, and I also don't carry on anything big. I carry on just like
well,
a small bag
that.
Like this. I don't carry it on.
We've heard that.
I carry on.
I do.
You do? You love it. Do they make you check it? Do they make you check it in the size container?
Yes, oh, no. Wait a minute.
Before you get on the plane?
We can't breathe over there.
They make you put it in the size container. Sir,
John,
Mr. O'Neill.
John, yeah. let's start a company.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
DP.com.
Oh, boy.
DP.
Oh,
DanPatrick.com.
No.
Dan
no,
won't appreciate
no,
that.
You ready? Detachable penis. If you want a wild night with mama, you pull out the big daddy. You pull out the big daddy. If you don't want to do much, you just pull out you just pull out the hardwood.
It's the detachable.
Thanks, thanks to the power of editing, no one will ever hear this idea.
Why not? Why not? Big Daddy, hardwood, lymph nodes.
I can already hear my phone ringing. It's amazing.
Rob.
Hold on, Limpy. Hold on, you got
Why are
limpy?
We talking about detachable penises on the show?
Rob,
got,
we had
limpy,
three sponsors.
You got hardwood and you got Big Daddy.
We had three sponsors
Big
call.
Big Daddy.
You got the Big
Rob,
Daddy.
We had three sponsors call this morning, Rob.
And Manscaped.
Manscaped re-upped.
Yes. Yeah, Manscaped is all in. They've doubled their budget. Yeah.
They wanted more.
When I get 70, if I'm having problems, I'm going to do that.
You got to just do the detachable
penis.
Yep.
.com.
I don't see where the joy would come out of it. But
hold on. If I ever want to force myself not to do nothing, I won't have anything on.
It'll just be
space.
There we go.
All right.
You're like a Ken doll?
Oh, my God.
Appreciate that.
Okay, that's great to know.
Lovely.
Glad we cleared that up because we've always wondered about that answer.
Of course we have.
That's great.
I'm going to circle back to... Well, I guess we could talk about it now. Did you want to mention Australia, or did you want to get to the Kevin Durant and Perkins Twitter beef?
No, we're talking about Australia.
Let's get to that.
You want to get to the beef?
Yeah, let's get to that.
All right, let's get to the beef. Kevin Durant, Kendrick Perkins on Twitter. I think this was last night. We're taping the show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, getting into it, I actually put a copy of it on the show sheet so you guys could see the thread. Perkins said in 30 minutes he's going to give his opinion on SportsCenter. Why Russell Westbrook's the best player to ever put on an OKC jersey. He's Mr. Thunder. And then other people chime in, one being a guy named Mark D'Amico, who basically says, come on, man, this is not, you know, he's been marched out of the playoffs three straight times. Perkins says, Kevin Durant lost in the second round without Russ and when I was there, so what are we talking about? Then Durant responds, yeah, and our starting center at Kendrick Perkins averaged a whopping 2 or 3 points during that series. You played hard, though, champ. And then Perkins came back at him, stop, you did the weakest move in NBA history. You were up 3-1 on a team and then joined them. How is that the heart of a champion? And then Durant went back, weak at starting center, playing real minutes with no production. Should have worked on your skills as much as I did.
Wow.
Oh man.
It is the most thin-skinned. He is the most thin-skinned professional athlete ever.
What's the definition of the best player? Like for example, when people say Kobe is the best player at the LA Lakers, I don't take that personal because there's some validity to it. When you say Magic was the best player, I don't take it personal.
You can make an argument.
However, I say I was the best Laker player. But, again, all this stuff is opinions. But
yes.
I'm not the type that when you say something, I'm not going to respond. So to say Russ was the best player at OKC, it's a lot of people that believe that.
Sure.
To say that KD was the best at OKC, it's a lot of people that believe that. So
yeah, sure.
A lot of times when these conversations don't really have an answer, there's nothing to really respond for.
Well, that's why he shouldn't have responded.
That's my point. So, again, like people say, oh, Kobe's the best player ever. That doesn't bother me at all. Wilt Chamberlain was the most dominant Laker. That don't bother me. However, I think different.
Yeah.
However, I know it's a lot of my fans that think different. So, you know, stuff like this that you really don't have an answer to is a matter of opinion. I don't think you should be responsible.
I love the fact that this man is he is so thin-skinned that now at least he's starting to answer people back and slap back on people through his own Twitter account and not using one of his ghost Twitter accounts.
Let's keep it real.
He shouldn't be allowed to use the urinal for a month.
Is he the best player at OKC?
Yes. Kevin Durant is the best player on any team that he's played on. Now, Russ may be the most beloved when
Golden
it comes
State
to Thunder.
Too?
He was the best player.
Stop it.
So who was better, Steph? Steph is not a better basketball player than Kevin Durant.
Okay, let's break it down. Better shooter.
Steph.
Okay, better floor leader.
Steph.
Better teammate.
Steph.
Most unselfish player.
Steph.
So what are you talking about, B-Dog?
From a skill set standpoint,
you're just talking.
Kevin Durant is a better basketball player than Steph Curry.
No, you just went on measurables.
We went over it.
You're going on size and measurables.
Kevin Durant.
Okay, steals.
No, that's Steph.
Okay, thank you. So I
mean,
asked you about seven categories. We got five Stephs. What are you talking about?
Which one is easier to stop, Kevin Durant or Steph Curry?
It's easier to stop Steph.
Steph.
You have more skill, but that doesn't mean
you can
that.
Stop Steph.
What you're saying
you
is just
Durant.
That's a product of his position. That's a product. You can always do that.
But it's a product of his position, his height.
Nobody's going to say he's a 7-1 guard. Ain't nobody going to stop him.
Correct. I mean, but it's not a. You're going on measurables.
However, when they were up 3-1 versus Golden State, he got stopped.
Oh, boy. Didn't he disappear?
He got stopped.
Kevin Durant freaking disappeared.
Come on now,
in the biggest games of his life, he disappeared.
Let me ask y'all this question.
See, look, you just can't look at one category and say he's the best player. So, like me. I was a scoring machine, dominant machine. But if you look at Kobe, he had the big game shots. He was a scorer. He was a leader on the floor. He was a go-to guy in the fourth quarter. So you have to, be real with yourself sometimes. Russell Westbrook did it all.
Okay, let me ask you a question, big fella. We understand they won their first one in 2015 without KD. Then they lost in 16. Then they had KD in 17 and 18. Do you think that Warriors team would have won those two without Kevin Durant?
I think they would have been there. I don't know if they would have won. They would have been there.
Yeah.
And hold on, they would have been there, and they would have had a almost as equal chance because, remember, when KD stepped in, you eliminated Klay. Now, if you activate Klay, I like those chances too. If you activate Klay and give him the same touch that KD got, I still like my chances.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I do too.
Okay.
That team was 73-9 without Kevin Durant.
They were.
Without
Kevin. Absolutely.
No. They were arguably better as a team without Kevin Durant.
They had the unstoppable force of Kevin Durant attached to that.
Listen, he's a
7-1
guard.
And Kevin Durant latched on to others to try to find some success that he couldn't.
Only
time I argue with people's statements is if it's some form of blasphemy. Now, when you say Russell Westbrook was the best at OKC, I'm not mad at that. Is it true?
I think he's the most beloved.
I think there's a valid argument on either side. That's why it's not worth getting worked up about.
I think it's the weakest ass move. It'll have to be Kevin Durant's move is the weakest ass move ever done in the history of pro sports, and to me, it's embarrassing.
John, do you think Russ is a better? Do you think he was a better Thunder than
yes,
KD?
No question. But I don't think it's something that would be if my vote. I would say he is, but it's not something that again. You are such a thin-skinned individual that you can't even, oh my gosh, somebody disrespected me. This guy he walks by the mirror and gets disrespected. That turns back and goes, oh, I'm sorry, that's me. He's always looking to be disrespected. He's like a teenage girl on social media. It's embarrassing. And nobody can speak to him.
Nobody
can coach him up to grow up and say, hey, dude, at some point, grow the frick up.
I agree with you from that standpoint.
And it's not getting any better.
He is very thin-skinned. But when it comes to him and that basketball on the floor, that's something totally different.
Yeah. Did you see he got into it with Brandon Tierney the other day? He got into it with Brandon Tierney from Tiki and Tierney, who you've been on their show up at CBS when you've done the studios there. Because Brandon Tierney said if Durant really wanted to make an impression in New York, he would have been a Knick. And just a statement from a talk radio host. And he went nuts
on him.
And it is true.
Yeah, he's thin skinned. He's very thin skinned. Absolutely.
I tell you, man, that's sit when you pee stuff.
Hey, you roll that ball out on the floor, it's game time.
Yeah. Brutal.
What about Trae Young?
All-star.
Yes. Well, it looks like he's heading that way.
I'm going to run a theory by Shaq.
because Trae Young did something cool this week.
Trae Young gave $1 million to pay unpaid medical debt from Atlanta residents who have unpaid medical
debt, and
it was 600 low-income residents in Atlanta. And Shaq, you know that taking the burden of debt off of people who already are in a tough financial position, this young man has learned some lessons. And I think he's learned lessons from guys like you and everybody else that he sees that has gone in front of him in the NBA. And Trae is doing a fantastic job.
He's doing a great job.
Really good.
I know his parents very well. His father's very close in his life and still a young man. My hats go off to Trae and the family. That was a wonderful thing to do.
Okay.
I've always said,
yes,
every big-time person, just take care of your city.
Yeah.
And whatever. Just take care of your city. So, for example, Shaka Claus this year, Atlanta, Baton Rouge, Newark,
Orlando,
L.A. If one big-time person just do something, the world will be a better place. Just one thing.
Let me ask you something, though. As a Atlantan, being here for 20, and we're all three of us in Atlanta here, Trae Young going to the All-Star game? I think it's the worst thing for Atlanta basketball fans.
No, it's not.
Why?
Okay, here's why. Okay, I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, I know you
did. Hear me out. What happens on NBA All-Star Weekend? The greatest players in the world get together.
Okay.
And the greatest players in the world all start hanging out and talking and networking.
Carving up their future.
And thinking, hey, you know what, dude? When's your contract up? My contract's up. Wouldn't it be great if we took it and went here and put together a super team and did this?
That's called business.
Guess what? But I'm just saying, as a person who has to talk about the Atlanta Hawks as part of my job.
But what's to say he doesn't lure people to Atlanta?
He
might.
What's
to say the argument doesn't work the other way?
Here's the only reason I don't think so, is the brand has never won. So it's even though it happened with the Magic. It happened with the Magic, and Shaq and D Wade made it happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When you have a brand that hasn't won for 50 years here in Atlanta, I don't think that's a brand that lures people.
And that's why, as a person, you have to say, do I want to be a part of history or do I want to make history?
Do you think Trae's more of?
Okay. In this league that we've played in, it's four or five cities that are a must, right?
Right.
L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got two teams, so they go two right there. New York, because of the media, there's three. Miami is four. Then you go Dallas, maybe Houston. Now, after that, every other city is alike. So now you have to go to say to yourself, do I want to
Philly
play for
a big market? Philly and Boston got to be at least in the conversation.
They're not in the conversation.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
No, because I name places that have a comparable weather.
And
great nightlife and great arenas and great fan support. So
I noticed you didn't mention Utah.
No.
Sacramento.
So, you know, after those 16 that I mentioned, everywhere else is alike. So he's going to say, okay, one, I want to go play in a big city. Now, if you can get one of those cities out of the name and max contract, they're always going to get looked at first. I don't care who you are. They're going to get looked at first. Now, the second option is, okay, who can I team up with? That's going to be, and then, you know, the third thing is whatever your mentals are. See, like me, I always wanted to play in cities that had great nightlife. That's why when I was leaving L.A., they said, we're going to trade you here. No, you're not. We're going to trade you here. No, you're not. We're going to trade you in Miami. Okay. No problem.
Sure.
And so Miami, we're going to trade you to Phoenix. All right, that's cool. I get to play with Nash. Then after that, Cleveland. Play with LeBron and then Boston.
Wait a minute. Cleveland doesn't have nightlife.
No, they don't. But, you know, I got a chance to, you know,
you play with
ring
LeBron.
Chase. Yeah,
yeah,
ring
I
chase.
Gotcha. Yeah,
yeah, so,
I gotcha.
But so, you know, I don't know his mentality, but I would lean more to what Rob said. Hey, you want to come here and play in Atlanta? We can do this. We can do that.
And, John, as opposed to what you were saying, going on, what's the worst thing that can happen going to All-Star Weekend? Like, he doesn't have some of these guys' number, and they can't talk about this over the phone.
No, but when you're hanging out, when you're face-to-face with people, and you're spending quality time, you're not just shooting this when you're, at a shoot-around.
Yeah.
Before the game.
You're out having a night out, dinner,
hanging out, drinks.
It could go Rob's way.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't think the story ends well. I'll just predict it in the future. I don't think it ends well.
I don't know his mentality, but I would love to have some of the opportunities these guys have.
For example,
if I was a KD, I'd be a Nick all day. I'd be a Nick all day.
No, he chose the easy way out.
You're right. But I'd be Nick all day because you know why? I'm going to have the media on my side. I'm going to go out there and bust my ass. They're going to pump me up. One. Second, Wall Street. I need some of them deals, baby. You want to get to a game, give me 15% of this new Amazon that you're building.
Yeah, really?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact when he was in Golden State, he took a lot of advantage of Silicon Valley. He got a lot of, you know, he got a lot of great business deals from being at Golden State and guys just showing up, shaking his hand. He's in on a lot of investments. He's
Shaq, you've seen a lot of silicone stuff in your day.
And Shaq, let me ask you about something.
I don't do the silicone. I like that. You know, I like that natural fluff.
I know the name Andre Drummond has been floating around as far as trade over the trade deadline, and one team he's targeted that's targeted him is Atlanta. What do you think about Andre Drummond with Trae Young here in Atlanta?
I love Andre Drummond and how he plays. Unfortunately, big guys, they don't play like that anymore. So he's either going to be a help or he's going to be a liability. He's not going to do anything this year because they're not going to make the playoffs. But let's just say they build some pieces around him and they become a playoff team. Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt him once they go small ball.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Should we go international now? Because I've got like four stories now that are international.
All right, let's
stories.
Do it.
Let's start with Australia. I bring it up because how do we not mention that the entire continent of Australia, it seems, is on fire right now. And people are
really
struggling.
Yeah.
We have a lot of listeners in Australia.
Yep. And it's great. And we're it's terrible. And you can help through the Red Cross.
Yeah, so let's go. Redcross.org.au is how you donate to the Australian Red Cross. And also Salvation Army Australia, same way. SalvationArmy.org.au/donate are a couple ways to get money to the right places. But, 5.5 million acres of land.
It's important to note, though, because this has been a story that, too, has been hijacked by some corrupt people in the media. Over 180 people have been arrested for arson.
Arson.
180?
Yes.
Yes.
Shaq, there are people who tried Yes.
They started the fire on purpose?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Over 180 people have been arrested for arson. And they've tried to spin this as a global warming
climate change story.
Yes, I saw that.
And that's bull.com.
Got it.
Over 180 people. They're burning down, and there are a lot of people who will do things for an agenda.
And why are they burning stuff now?
Then you push the agenda that, look what's happening due to climate change. And 180 people have been arrested.
Why any
well,
of this could have really
been.
Started.
We don't know,
it
though. But we don't
You're
know,
speculating,
though. Well,
though.
No, because what did the media run with?
Well, the media went
That's what
with,
the media's run with.
The media's gone with choosing not to bring up arson. They
Correct.
Haven't pushed an
they don't even
another
it.
Agenda, but they just don't talk
about
it.
How about what?
It.
The other night, just purposely, we're watching the nightly news, and they were researching it for a school thing. And so she had to have CBS Evening News, ABC Evening News, NBC, and they did stories
about.
On it. Yeah. They never once mentioned that anyone's been arrested for arson. And they all mentioned climate change. And
is it true that 500,000 animals died?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's tragic video.
Tragic
of
video.
People driving along the roadside, and the roadside littered with just
carcasses.
Dead animals everywhere.
Bears, baby
it's
bears walking
horrible.
Around that are burned,
uh-huh.
and koalas
terrible.
That are burned. Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
Terrible.
But if you have a couple dollars
or something you can do. And honestly, every
Red
little
Cross,
bit builds.
Yes, redcross.org.au, salvationarmy.org.au/donate. A couple of ways to reach the Australian people. And look, it's so sad being on the other side of the world and knowing there's nothing you can do.
That is unbelievable.
You just got
all the pictures and videos I've seen.
Oh, my gosh.
Has it rained there yet?
No, not much.
No, it rained in Sydney. They said it rained in Sydney.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy is that the fires are creating their own rainstorms because they're pushing up into the skies and pushing out.
Right. Carbon
and it's raining.
It's like acid
raining
rain.
From
like
that.
They call it like acid rain.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Oh, man.
It's real bad. International story number two.
Ricky.
Harry and Meghan,
yes.
So huge, the big news this week was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle pretty much quit the royal family this week.
But they don't want to quit the royal family. They still want the security force. They still want to be able to use the titles to make money.
All right,
they still want to, I mean, to me, give me a break.
All right, let's just call it how it's said. do they don't like the fact that he has a black wife? Let's just
no.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
Bull. John.
No.
John.
Shaq.
Yeah. John.
Shaq.
Bull.
Shaq.
No.
Shaq.
No, John.
Guess what? Wait, I'm gonna stop you right here. Shaq, I'm gonna stop you right here because you're actually speculating something paints people. No.
I'm
but
asking.
You can't,
I don't
you
know.
Can't say, no, because B-Dog just went ding 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 ding, which is bullshit. Anybody who knows anything
it's
about
not.
Prince William. Anything who knows anything about William.
Oh, no. He's not talking about the
family.
She's getting crushed media-wise by
the
British people.
She's being crushed media-wise because she doesn't know. Because she doesn't want to be a royal by the royal. She took the job on.
Wait, you know why she don't want to be a royal? Because they're treating her like
bull crap.
I'm
bull crap they are.
I don't
that is garbage.
Dude, how do you
know
that?
How
can you speak to that?
Did you see the wedding they threw? Did you
yes,
see,
I saw the wedding.
Did you see the public acclaim? Did you see the joy that they had for their wedding?
It had nothing to do with her. It had to do with him.
Oh, get out of here.
It was all about him.
That is such a bunch of crap.
It's not crap.
It is.
John,
they weren't trashing her at the wedding.
Not at the wedding, but
they were happy
for Harry.
Oh, get out of here.
John, you know.
I will not even participate in this stupidity that I've ever heard.
Listen, you know and I know that women can do things to irritate each other without even talking. So you telling me that Queen Elizabeth treats her like she's one of her own?
No.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't think she
does.
Are,
thank
no.
you.
From,
thank
from,
you.
From,
so
from day
how
one.
Can she be comfortable living in a house where she's not really
then guess
accepted?
What? Then move out of the house. Oh, and by the way.
And that's what
they
wait
did.
Wait,
they did.
No. You don't get to take all the money and the position and everything with you to profit off of it.
That's
you
his
either,
money.
You either want. No, it's not. See there, you're wrong. Here's where you're wrong.
That's his money.
It is not. It is bestowed on him. So if you don't want to be royal and you want out of it, don't take it. You don't get that.
He's
not. You're
not taking
just get
it.
To, yes,
you,
he is.
Have you read
they're having.
Recently?
Yes, they are. They're having a $500 million trademark with them on their own royal brand that they're going to make $500 million a year off of. What the hell are you talking about?
Because everything so far has been financial independence, not taking his inheritance,
they are taking half
her,
a billion. They're having
you
a,
can take your brand
no,
with you.
No, they're taking a royal trademark with them as their titles.
He's royal.
It gets, no, no. If you reject being royal, then you reject being royal. Then don't make money off of it. They're taking a royal trademark with them that will hopefully profit them to $500 million a year. You can't have it both ways. I don't want to be a member of the royal family.
I don't think she's accepted because she's not of them.
That is so ridiculous. Oh, my God. My head's going to explode. Here's what I'm going to tell you. That marriage by 2023 will be over.
Why you say that?
Why?
Because it's going to be
what's gonna happen. Because the queen gonna give him an ultimatum. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
I think that
for example, when Princess Diana was dating the Arab guy, they didn't like that either.
Oh no!
I don't think Dodi Fayed.
That?
Yeah.
Remember
oh yeah.
That?
Yeah. They didn't like that.
Thank you.
I don't believe that the this whole thing. This was a woman who wanted to be in the position that she's in right now.
Of course, she wanted to be a queen.
How can you say that?
She wanted to be a queen.
But you're speculating wildly about somebody.
Meghan Markle's entire industry has been about trying to build her career, trying to build her public image, trying to build her social image. That's what she is.
And
it never worked in Hollywood. It never worked for her in Hollywood.
She had a job on a show when she married him.
She did. She had a job. She didn't have. She wasn't a star. She wasn't an A-lister. And now she found a way to be an A-lister. She wanted to be.
John Kincaid in Atlanta, Georgia, who's never met either of these people, can speak profoundly about the fact that she married Harry for fame.
No, what you're projecting is you guys have already said she wasn't being treated right.
No, I'm saying from what I've seen, heard, and read, that's
how it's been perceived. Well, then I'm saying the same damn thing to you. Then I'm saying that. Then how can you just you can't just say
what I've heard her say?
This is what happened, B-Dog.
I'm not telling you what I heard her say.
No, this is what happened, John. Everything you're saying is right. Every woman in L.A. wants to be there.
Correct.
Right. Okay, so I don't have a problem with that. He sees her. He's a royal guy. He sees his beautiful Lyson girl. They get together. She put that thing on his ass. She put it on his ass. She put that Compton thing on his ass. He ain't never had nothing like it. It's used to, oh, it's getting better, Harry. It's getting better, Harry. To the left. To
all
the
right,
Harry.
Wait a minute. All right, come on now.
No. She put that thing on his ass to where he said, wow, I'm breaking all the rules.
I'm
leaving the royal family. I want this girl to make her wife. What woman's not going to take that? I could meet a woman right now and say, come to Kingdom Shack, and she's going to do it. So don't be mad at her for, you know, having a dream.
Let me finish.
You're jumping on her because she wants the fame. Every girl wants the fame. She got the fame the right way. She meets a guy who happens to be a king. She put that thing on his ass. He married her.
She's a prince.
But she wants her respect in the house. She wants to be loved and respected. I don't think she's getting that from based on all the research that I read.
Also,
is the research correct? I don't
know. But you're wrong on
suspect.
What you're
asking.
Wrong on the point. My point is not that. If she marries him and she makes him happy, good for it. Go for it. But if you don't want to be a royal, don't create a royal trademark, which is going to pay you millions of dollars a year to live off of, because you're rejecting it. You are rejecting being a royal.
That's not her decision.
Yes,
she's the woman of the house. That's the man of the house.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
He's in charge.
Oh, my God. How sexist can you sound?
No, he's in charge.
You really believe that?
I do believe that. Over there. Hold on. Over there.
No.
Oh, over there in London. Hell yeah.
Either you want
to
be
gone to Canada.
Either you're in or you're in.
Somewhere in North America.
Either you're in or you're in. You're either in. You either want to be a royal or you don't. And guess what? If she doesn't want to be a royal and Harry doesn't want to be, first of all, Harry's donated. Harry has served his country more than he ever had to.
Yes.
William has done the same damn thing.
Yes.
These guys, I have tons of respect for Harry and William.
First of all,
but if you reject being a royal, then reject everything that comes with it, including that private security force that they want to take with them to Canada and they want to take with them to Hollywood. They want to have a private security force. You can't have that.
Listen, he's a royal, but not really a royal.
What do you mean he's not? He's seventh in line.
No, thank you. That's my point.
Yeah,
so
but
like,
he is a royal. He ain't ever going to see the throne.
That's my point. So look, I'm seventh in line. My mama tripping. My wife tripping. I got to pick one. Guess who I'm going to pick? I'm going to pick the one that put that thing on me every night. So guess what? We don't want to be a part of this nonsense because I'm not going to be the king everywhere. So I'm just going to take my dowry, my allowance, and I'm going to move with my wife and my babies, and we're just going to be happy.
But Shaq, that's not how royalty works. You don't reject. Wait a minute. You don't get to take it with you
it. It's called inheritance. He's going to get that money whether he's living in London or not.
Shaq,
you know
that's not how it works. That's not honestly. Shaq, it's not how it works.
John,
the British people support them. The British people pay, just like we pay taxes, the British people pay taxes to support their lifestyle. If he doesn't want to be a royal and doesn't want to do the duties, he doesn't get the money.
They support the queen and the queen divvies it out. And she always going to take care of herself.
There's royal duties that go along with it that you do. It's like a job.
What's his duty?
He has to go to events every single week. He has events.
He's still going
to
do that.
No, he's not. He's rejecting those. He's moving to Canada, Shaq. He's not doing that. You're not up on this story. You go way off on this story. He wants to move to Canada and Hollywood. And that means he's not going to do his royal duties anymore. He's rejecting them. He doesn't want to be there anymore. He'll do certain ones when he's interested in doing them for causes that he's interested in.
Okay, you're right. He's not going to do his royal duties. How much is the family worth?
Oh God. The Windsors? Billions.
Yes. Billions. And
billions.
And you don't think the mom going to write him off a thank you, don't say nothing check?
Grandma?
Yeah, grandma.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So thank you. So, you know, you're talking about royal duties.
No. Well, guess what?
He's going to get that money because he's family,
guess
right?
What?
I
don't think grandma's writing that check right now.
Do they have a child? They have a child,
She's very unhappy.
No, they don't have a child? No, okay.
I thought they had a baby.
They had a baby.
Oh, do they have a baby?
I thought they just had a baby.
That's even more of a reason why you get that money. That's the baby.
Right now, it's not going.
He's getting that money, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
All right. The last international story.
Craziest international story we've ever argued about.
What, Ricky Gervais?
The last one. That was good.
Yeah. This really wasn't international. Just I put it, Ricky Gervais is British. But
yes, he is.
Did you see? I can't imagine you watched any of the Golden Globes, did you?
Who was Ricky Gervais?
No, I didn't watch any of them.
You'd know him if you saw him.
Ricky Gervais is a British comedian.
Very funny.
He created The Office in Great Britain, did the first version of it. He's hilarious. Well, Hollywood now hates him. Because he had some jokes at the Golden Globes and basically
they were great.
He burned the whole Golden Globes down.
What did I say?
Well, here's a couple.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no.
That's funny.
Shush.
That's funny.
It was a big year for paedophile movies. surviving R. Kelly, leaving Neverland, two popes.
Oh, shut damn.
Shut up. I don't care. I don't care. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
Oh, he was on one.
He was, and shut the...
And that's beautiful.
Shut the F up.
Wasn't that gorgeous?
That was unbelievable.
That's beautiful.
That Why does everybody hate him?
Because of the fact
he was
that
he amazing.
No, because he doesn't.
No,
because
you know what?
That's
you know
not
why?
What they want.
No, because you know what? Because y'all give everybody credit.
You're right.
Y'all give everybody credit. That was hilarious.
That was
hilarious.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
If I'm sitting here on
he
my couch
on one.
Smoking my hookah, I'd have been rolling.
Oh, great it was job. So funny.
Great job, great. Ricky Gervais, yeah. Whatever your name
Gervais.
Is.
Ricky Gervais. All right, last thing, and then we'll move on here. We got Borderline, and we're going to do Truth or She.
She.
Coming up.
She.
I knew we had a lot to do this week.
You did that well, B-Dub.
Shannon caught this one. This is from last week's show. We were talking about dating Shaq and B-Dog. And B-Dog was asked about a girl that he may or may not be involved with.
Never said I was.
And we got this.
And if that, I got, and if the question, request aren't coming in, I got some.
He got.
What is going? This one, it's baffling to me.
B had the.
And if that, I got, and if the request aren't coming in, I got some.
Stop the music.
That was awesome.
Stop the music.
Why?
There is no music.
John, you're the only one that can ask this question.
Okay.
What happened with Carrie Champion?
She has left ESPN.
Yes, she did.
She left or fired?
And from what? Left.
Left.
Left on her own.
Okay.
And ESPN's been bringing back some people, signing some new deals this week with some of their talent. But I understand, Shaq, from what I'm hearing within the industry, Carrie won't be out of a job for long, but she will sit out a little bit before she takes a new position.
Got it.
That she will not be unemployed for long.
I love me some CC.
You ain't the only one.
Shaq, first of all, she's so lovely when she joined us. She's
incredible.
She's gorgeous. I think she really does a great job.
Can we get her in studio?
And she never, guess what? Maybe we will be able to.
Is this what you're hearing?
I'm hearing some things about maybe out of the sports thing into television, another like network type job.
Interesting.
So that's what I'm hearing.
Interesting.
We'll see if it happens.
I just like her in studio.
She's so
yeah, I know
she
you
is
would.
So smart.
You know what? I give Borderline Detective Anil credit. He's been pushing to hook you up with Carrie Champion.
I just want to sit and talk with her.
He's been pushing for it,
I
man.
I bet you would.
Hook who up?
B-Dog.
And Carrie Champion.
Well, B-Dog got to wait in line.
you can come back for seconds, bud.
Oh, that sounds so terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Ken Dog, Sonny, and Alex. They just made my house convertible. The weather's so nice tonight.
Oh, is that done?
Yeah, I just opened up that whole back window. I'm looking at freshery and greenery.
Let's take you behind the scenes. Shaq was having a wall of his house torn out so that the wall could open up to the pool in the backyard,
okay.
But close on days when the weather sucks.
Okay, so what do you have, doors put in, like a moving,
yes.
like almost like a garage door type setup,
yes,
or not?
No, yeah, like sliding glass
they're
doors.
Sliding
oh, that's
glass.
Awesome. But yes. It can go all the way across?
All the yes. way across
oh,
the whole
geez.
Back of the house.
Jeez,
boss.
That's awesome, boss.
Yeah.
So Shaq has been on this all-plant diet thing, trying to treat his body a little better
this?
In 2020.
Yes.
He is.
We're still doing it?
But Shaq, it's
yes.
time to start thinking a little healthier about your deodorant, too. Did you know that many conventional deodorants contain aluminum, which actually forms a plug in your sweat glands that's supposed to keep you from sweating? No thanks for that. That's not good for you. That's why we love Native deodorant made without aluminum so you can feel better about what you're putting on your body. And this stuff smells great, Shaq.
And not only that, it's safe. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's also vegan and never tested on animals, which I love. But most important, it works. So make the switch and try it. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day long.
And they've got over 10 amazing scents. You're guaranteed to find the one you love. Classic scents include coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, which Rob is using.
I like the cucumber and mint one. It's really, I know, you really
started,
nice.
You've smelled a lot better this week than you usually do. It's great.
Yeah.
And eucalyptus and mint. Plus, Native comes in a wide variety of options for men, women, and even teens. So check out the over 9,000 five-star reviews from happy customers who made the switch to Native.
I want you to try Native on me. No risk. I'm going to get you 20% off your first purchase. Just use code SHACK at checkout, nativedeodorant.com. Plus, I'm getting you free shipping on every order and 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. So no excuses. Give it a try on me and use the code SHACK at checkout and get 20% off your first order at nativedeodorant.com.
Hey, Jordan here. I know a lot of you create your own podcast, and a lot of you already have one like me. I obviously love what I do. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to this point of success. You shouldn't have to pay fees for platform hosting, distribution, analytics, or fees to create a podcast. You need to be able to focus on producing the best show possible. Now, Podcast One, that's the network I'm on, they have Launchpad Digital Media, or Launchpad DM for short. So it's free, includes unlimited hosting, full control of distribution. You have access to a full dashboard with analytics. Again, totally free. You own everything, by the way. You own your content, you own your subscribers, no tricky stuff there. And you get your own show page on launchpaddm.com for people to listen to and subscribe to your show. It's the only hosting platform brought to you by the leading network, Podcast One. Podcast One will promote the site, drive people to discover your podcast, and if your show grows, you could even be invited to join Podcast One's all-star roster, which includes people like Adam Carolla, Caitlin Bristow, Shaq, Lady Gang, and of course, me, Jordan Harbinger. I'm there too. You also get access to their production and sales support. So with all this completely free, don't use other hosting platforms. Why would you need to? Learn more or sign up now at launchpaddm.com. And don't forget to check out The Jordan Harbinger Show.
This week's edition of Borderline, we'll do kind of a quick version of Borderline here because we're running super long.
We'll get today.
I'm blaming the Prince Harry.
I'm blaming Prince Harry and Meghan.
Bitches.
Oh, well, I like that.
Who was that?
That was awesome.
Salsa Kamir.
Who was that?
That was awesome.
Say it again, Salsa.
Borderline, bitches.
Oh, that's great.
Did you record it?
Yes, absolutely. Right, we're still going on the show.
That is great.
That's great. We'll have to start using that one, too. Mix America,
that was my voice. I got this new voice activated thing, and it sounds really good.
I thought you had just been using the Manscaped and maybe
clipped something.
Because I was going to say, man, that's always safe.
It's very high. All right. Let's start with Matt at our Gmail, Michael Kinsey, and a number of other people on Twitter. First Borderline this week comes from Booger McFarland.
Oh, God.
In the NFL playoffs.
I heard it, too.
It's kind of short. There's no real preamble to this. He's setting up a play, but it just doesn't go well for him.
These two guys are coming. And they're both going to come inside.
And then he stops
down. Oh, my gosh, Booger.
And has to move and the microphone.
I heard it, I was like, oh, come on.
You can almost hear him laugh.
What's your thought on Booger McFarland as an analyst, Monday Night Football analyst?
Okay, I don't want to speak out of school. Because I really do like Booger, but that was the worst broadcast I've ever heard last week.
Shaq, that's your LSU brother, by the way.
Of a playoff game.
Okay, there's two type of analysts, right?
Yeah.
There's the ones that are professional, like John and Ernie and Brent Musburger.
Well, they're the play-by-play or whatever.
And
then there's us. And then there's us, the guys that played. You know, we don't have a lot of diction, but we can tell you things that, you know, mostly the everyday people can relate
to. He's a good dude, too. He's very likable.
And that's what I like about sports. I don't want to – no disrespect to John and Ernie's, but I don't want to hear a bunch of John and Ernie's calling the game.
There you go.
See what I'm saying?
Normally we do.
By the way,
you know what I'm
saying?
You guys are too intelligent and throwing out them big words. We don't want to hear that.
Well, I noticed that they – speaking of that, I noticed they dumped the players-only broadcast this year. Thank God.
Yes, but we got to know me, D-Wade, and Candace.
Yeah.
Because on Tuesdays, they're doing it.
Because the players-only broadcast last year. I needed subtitles. I mean, honestly, I needed somebody to just
– Wow.
Seriously, it was like everybody – no one knew when to speak. speaking all over each other. It was very confusing to be able to try to follow.
I'm looking forward to you and D-Wade on the same set, big fella. That'll be dope.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that will be
That's going to be a lot of fun. Candace is going to take your asses out.
No, that's for sure. One more time.
Take me out anytime she likes.
Oh, there you go. One more time, Booger.
These two guys are coming. They're both going to come inside.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Somebody's
getting pregnant on that
there
play.
Somebody's going to come home with a baby. All right. Well, let's go to Joel at our Gmail. This is Billy Sorrell, I guess, who's a comedian. He's on a show called The Morning Hustle.
Okay.
And they're joking about, did you get in on the World War III stuff this week, Shaq?
So stupid.
No.
Okay, so everybody was joking on Twitter this week about what are you going to do during World War III because everything that's going on with Iran. And,
oh, boy, they ran away with that.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no, you had the news networks telling people that this was the start of World War III.
Yes.
It was, and then thankfully some people were smart enough to realize they're idiots.
Yeah, and Twitter had a blast
and had some
with
fun
it.
With it.
And this is, so they were talking about, who do you bring to World War III?
One last person that I'm taking into war with me.
Okay.
A in-shape Suge Knight.
In shape, Suge.
Yeah, what? I need an in shape Suge Knight, and here's why. Suge got that head. That boy head is so
damn. I love that.
An in shape.
What's that from?
It's from The Morning Hustle.
Oh, okay.
An in-shape Suge.
Got that head.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
And is there such a thing as an in-shape Suge Knight?
No, there isn't. That's
Suge. Sure.
All right.
No.
Right,
but Suge's very, he's very happy being him. he enjoys it.
All right, well, and I'm not going to say anything disparaging.
Yes, exactly.
Let's wrap this rabbit up this week. This isn't really borderline, but it was all over the internet this week. It came to us from Xavier on Twitter. Did you know there's a
new version?
There's a Canadian version.
I heard that.
Of Family Feud. Okay, hosted by a white guy.
I heard that Steve Harvey's making money on it.
He's getting paid on it.
That he gets paid
yes,
on it.
Yes, he gets paid on it.
Unbelievable.
But it's some white guy hosting it. And every contestant up on the panel, as white as Canadian snow. Well, this girl thought she knew the answer to the final question, but she really didn't.
Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
What?
Chicken.
Name Popeye's favorite food. Chicken.
She was thinking Popeye's fried chicken.
Oh, jeez.
Spinach, Jerry.
Spinach would have been the
oh, how stupid can
the
you
answer,
be?
You idiot.
Chicken.
Again, not terribly borderline,
Popeyes.
But watching a white girl think she knows.
She thought she heard it, too,
yeah.
Boy.
She said, chicken.
Oh, and she danced, too,
man,
when she said
I'm
it.
You.
And they
John,
just mocked her
yeah,
tirelessly.
Baby.
Name one song from the Popeyes movie. Yeah.
I am what I am. I am what I am. Popeye.
No.
I am what I am.
No, the movie.
That was from the movie.
No. He's mean, you know what I mean. She's
okay.
mean, she's mean.
Yeah, but wait a
know.
Minute. That was from the movie. That was
no.
Robin Williams as Popeye.
Okay. All right, okay.
I am what I am. I am what I am. Popeye, I am what I am. That was like his tune.
Do that again, John.
I am what I am. I am what I am. Popeye, I am what I am.
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
Who is gay? Who is gay?
You are gay. So who is gay?
All right, Rob, we're here.
Oh, boy.
The final two games of the season that lead you up to Super Bowl 54.
Oh, boy.
I'll be in Las Vegas for it, so any of our Las Vegas listeners, I'll actually be doing my national radio show from the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, plug bell.
So come on out and see me at the Mandalay Bay. Sportsbook has a studio right there.
I was beside myself watching the Titans.
It's unbelievable.
Just absolutely
dismantle.
Steamroll.
Dismantle.
Unbelievable. But
well,
yeah.
It brings us down to this, and we have two going into it. 2 7-point favorites, the home team 7-point favorites
crazy.
In the championship games, with San Francisco 49ers, who I know your wife is very, very excited
huge
that
fan.
Jimmy Garoppolo
yes.
Has a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Been a Niners fan her whole life.
And she also says that she gets to hang a picture of him in her house.
Yes, that's been the
if
bet
if they win
in
the
home.
Super Bowl.
Yes, she gets a Garoppolo picture in the house
so
somewhere.
So that could very well work.
So God
I'm
help
gonna,
me.
I'm going to work on getting her a cardboard cutout?
No, let's not do that. We don't have to go that far.
I'm going
to
see a cardboard cutout.
I don't need him shaming me every day. I'm good.
He's just good. So
let's start with the AFC Championship game. The Tennessee Titans travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
Okay, I think the moment where the Chiefs could lose in the postseason was yesterday. And I think it was when it was 24-0 yesterday.
And they showed what they were made of, man. And they didn't roll over.
And to me, this is everything is part of the way for the Chiefs. They had a three-game scenario to get to the Super Bowl that got changed because of New England losing to Miami that made them have a bye.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had, and then because of the loss earlier last week, they get the number one seed, so they get home field advantage for the two games. Yeah. I think things have parted ways for the Chiefs. Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
I agree.
They're
and
going
I,
to the
and
Super
you know
Bowl.
What? Props to Tennessee.
Yes.
Who took out two of the best teams in the playoffs in the Patriots and Ravens.
If they were to get to the Super Bowl, if they were ever to get past the Chiefs, that would be the biggest three-game brutal road to get there.
You beat the three powerhouses in your conference.
It's unbelievable.
I'm leaning on Kansas City.
I don't think it's going to be as big a game like yesterday, though. Like, I'm thinking like 31-24, 31-20.
I can't imagine the score runs up.
Now, the later game.
Yes. The big one.
That's the big one. San Francisco and Green Bay.
Now, in San Fran.
Here's another one. You know the NFL executives, in the 100th year of the NFL, want to see Green Bay and the Chiefs, which was Super Bowl I.
Okay.
That's what they want.
Sure.
That's what they want to sell. What they would like to sell. San Francisco's defense, though, is so damn good.
I think that's the key to the whole game, is San Fran's defense.
It's so good.
If they can get to and affect Aaron Rodgers in that game, I think that they have a legit shot at taking it.
I didn't see enough. I wanted to see more out of Green Bay yesterday to believe they could beat San Fran.
The explosiveness of that offense wasn't...
Well, I mean,
it was good,
but
it wasn't... I mean, the game was in the balance.
Home teams.
I think I'm with you,
man. San Fran and the Chiefs. 49ers and the Chiefs. Now, wait a minute, though. But with betonline.ag, not only can you bet on those games, we're heading into so much fun with college basketball. We'll head towards the tournament.
The NBA season is going to start
NBA
to matter
season.
Here.
Now everybody really starts paying attention
now
to the NBA.
It's going to matter.
It doesn't end. Yeah. The fun doesn't end with betonline.ag.
Not at all. And you get 50% sign up bonus by using the code podcast1, spelled out podcast1. And you put $100 in, you get $150. That's
sounds
how it works.
Good. So, go make it work.
All right. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, well, it's time for truth or...
I love that. All right. B-Dog, give me one of those.
You're going down, John.
Give me one of those, B-Dog.
So here we go.
Truth or...
I'm going to give you...
There it is.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
I'm going to give you a headline. You just got to tell me if it's truth or if it's... All right, so you tell me. All right, headline number one.
Want me to text it to you? I don't trust John.
We'll let John...
I'll answer first.
John will write down his answer or something.
I'll answer first.
Oh, you're going to go first? Okay, so John will always go first. All right, story number one.
No, or I'll go...
Yeah, there you go.
I'll give you this. If it's truth, I'll give you the T.
The timeout T. Okay. And if it's false...
And don't tell him, right. Yeah. If it's false, I don't give you the T.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Headline number one. Chocolate lab takes owner's car for a joyride. Is that truth or is that she? All right, I have Kincaid's answer. Shaquille O'Neal.
True.
All right, everybody's saying true on this one. That story is a big fat load of true. Yeah,
true?
No, it's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Chocolate lab named Max.
Where did he drive the car, though?
Somehow unlocked his owner's car, managed to get it into reverse, and did donuts in the car.
No, but that's not why it's true.
For B-Dog, an hour.
Me and B-Dog know why it's true.
Why?
Because if it was a white lab, it wouldn't have been the big story. It was a black lab. Come on, B-Dog.
Hey, I don't know you say it.
Yeah, come on,
wait
B-Dog.
A minute. The white lab would have asked his owner to take it for a ride.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, story number two. An Indian man pushes a BMW into a river because he wanted a Jaguar for his birthday. Is that true or is that...
She.
What do we think? All right, I got my answer from Kincaid. Shaquille.
True.
Shaquille says true. John also says true. Yeah, that's a stinking fat load of true. That actually happened.
That's terrible.
Yeah. He was apparently so upset he deliberately pushed his luxury vehicle into a canal.
That's what you call rich folk.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Money
rich
to burn.
Indian folk.
Money to burn. All right, story number three. Police say a chicken is to blame for starting a nursing home fire. Is that true or is that
she?
All right, I have my answer from Kincaid, Big Shaquille O'Neal.
She.
Oh, Shaq says she. John says true. That's a fat stinky load of nonsense. That's not it didn't happen. That's she.
No.
That's she.
She.
But I'm told old folks do like to choke the chicken. So there you go.
Wow, that's incredible.
All right. Story number four.
I ain't need that image.
No, there
that's
you go.
Terrible.
There
you
go. There you go. Made it awkward. That's what I do.
Yeah, it did awkward.
Story number four. A 7-year-old boy had 526 teeth removed from his mouth by doctors at a dental college. Is that true or is that she? I have my answer from Kincaid.
It's true.
Shex is true. John says she. That's true. That's
what?
A true story.
No,
John, the John, unusual John, surgery was John, performed India. In a hospital in India, and
yes,
the boy
India.
Was...
Wait a minute.
What?
How did you know it was in India?
Because I've seen it before, John. I watch crazy stuff on
you
TV.
You Google that shit.
John, I don't
you just
have time
gave
to
yourself
do...
up.
Okay, you, okay.
There
you
was
know what,
nothing on our game that said India.
John, you know, how many times have I sent you and Rob something crazy from the internet?
Oh, you have. You're
I've
right.
I've seen this before.
Yeah,
right.
All right, well,
all right, I'm going to say
had,
that.
He had
well,
a...
Okay, hold on. Since you think I'm Googling stuff, I'm going to answer very quickly, 5 seconds
okay.
less.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. No. All yeah. right. Story number five. A Florida alligator devours a block of cheese and a bowl of guacamole after crashing a couple's
true.
Picnic.
True.
Right. You're both saying true. Yeah, that was true. Alligator.
That sounds believable.
Ate a block of cheese and a whole thing of guacamole. All right. Story number six. A Seattle man remains in intensive care after being beaten by a woman with a fish.
False.
True?
False.
You're both saying false. Wow. Well, you're both going to get a point because that was a big,
false
fat,
story.
Stinky load
okay.
of shee right there. All right. Story number seven. Lightsaber dueling has become an official sport in France.
They don't like Star Wars in France. False.
True.
John's back in the game. That's true. That's a true story. Yeah, the
is
French...
there any other country where men would consider that a sport?
The French Fencing Federation has made it an official sport.
I'm down by
and
one.
And they play
then.
With yep. LED lit
I
lightsaber replicas.
I bet they do, and they sit when they pee.
Right.
And if there's a war, we'll bail them out again.
Exactly right. Story number eight. The FBI raids a retirement home to break up an elderly fight club. Is that truth or she?
That's false. I want to see old people fight.
I say true.
John thinks it's true. Shaq is right. It's a big fat load of she. Yeah, no, there's no elderly fight club.
I would have liked that one.
Old, but there are some surprisingly strong old people.
There are. Oh,
old
yes,
man strength
I bet.
Is a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
All right, story number nine. A Bachelor contestant recalls the time she lived in a large truck tire for over a year. Is that true or she?
True.
True.
Yeah, no, it's she.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I made that one up. Yeah, that never happens. Yeah. All right, story. What's our score, by the way?
I'm down by two.
7-2.
Okay. I'm down by
7-5.
7-5, all right. Yeah, we're moving quick here. Story number 10. There's only three to go. Two people enter an abandoned Houston home to smoke weed, only to find a huge tiger. Is that true or is that she? All right, I got Kincaid's answer.
I'm going to go with true.
John also said true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God.
Giant tiger home? In an abandoned house.
Oh, my God.
They don't. The officials were relieved that he didn't escape and says, thank God it didn't
get
out
because
anything could have happened.
Did the tiger get after them?
I didn't say in the story. They just they found it.
Okay.
All right, story number 11.
I need this one.
All right, a gay penguin couple hatches an egg and welcomes their first baby.
False. Stop it.
I'll say true.
Stop it.
John's in the game. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Down by one.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true because...
why are you gay?
Well,
why
it's
are
the,
you gay?
So gay?
It's the penguin. The penguin was. Yeah, no. This happened at the Sea Life Sydney Aquarium.
See?
So here you go. Last story. Several people contract herpes from drinking bathwater sold to them by an Instagram star. Is that true or is that she?
I have to answer true because Shaq right. answered that. My
Shaq
chance.
Says she, and Shaq's going to win
there
on a
she.
She. Yeah, there you go.
First of
all,
if you have that, you're not going to want to be in a lawsuit. Second of all, who the hell drinks bathwater?
Yeah.
Oh, perverts?
Who knows? With Instagram people?
Perverts?
Who the hell knows,
yeah.
man?
You ain't kidding.
All right, do you want a song or should we just close out here?
Yeah, let me pick one right quick. Oh, right, John, talk.
Add 10 more minutes to the show.
It's called The Prison Song by Carlton Williams.
Carlton the Doorman?
Yeah, by Carlton Williams. And I want this to be my song for 2020.
The whole year?
Whole year.
Oh, well, then I can actually save this one.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what sample is that, B-Dog?
Percocet. Molly Percocet.
John, you can't win. Ken Cage, you lose again. 2020.
So who is gay?
I'm 2-0.
This is right.
I love you, John.
Oh, I like him a lot.
You are my bro.
And it was a black man.
You can't win. You can't win. John Kincaid.
So who is gay?
It's over.
All right.
You lose again. I hope after this game, you're still my baby.
Jackie can't beat me. All right, there you
Even
go.
Even after all good about the Royals,
I
love you all.
What
can you do with me?
We rock up in the morning. Life is real.
Game about to pay these bills.
Get B-Dog some of that deodorant and his balls shaved.
Don't forget the Shaq and B-Dog date extravaganza
on the show.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Shaq?
Do not forget the Shaq and B-Dog date extravaganza.
Yes.
We will be flying to the Bahamas. I forgot
wow.
to tell you that.
Oh, now look, here come the emails.
Yeah. You dudes are going to
the big podcast with Shaq.
And I got a bridge in Idaho to sell you.
And remember, it's 2020. We are not discriminatory about who gets the date.
No, we are.
We like gay penguins, too.
We all love penguins. All right, we are at Shaqcast on Twitter.
And how they got to be born, B-Dog?
A woman, and they still got to be a woman.
All right.
Hey, B-Dog.
Yo.
I don't believe you're dick discriminating.
See you next week.
See you, everybody.
All right, bye.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.